Okay, we are live with Jewish Life Podcast. It's been 2 years. It's been a long 2 years, actually. It's not even been a short 2 years. It's been a very long 2 years. A lot has happened in my life. Probably a lot has happened in your life. But yeah, I'm back. I'm ready to just start podcasting again, even though it's very late. I was late to the game in 2020. I'm late to come back to the game. I mean, Joe Rogan's now on, he's on Spotify, so maybe it's just time to get back in the game, start making some content. I don't have so much of a plan going forward, but I just want to have some fun because I found a lot of fun back in the day to record podcasts, but life got a little crazy, so I stopped. But now I'm back. And yeah, that's really all I'm going to say for this introduction. No more theme song, no more opening intro. I just found a little bit of, I found it lame. Many people liked it. They liked me singing, "It's the Jewish Life Podcast." People responded to that when I made it with a lot of positive feedback, but I just don't like it. I kind of don't want to ramble. I have a plot, obviously. I'm going to have a plot for every episode, hopefully. Right now I have this is a perm episode, so, you know, we'll get to the content, but I just want to give a little bit of an introduction. I'm just going to mess around on this podcast. It's not going to get too serious. It's just going to be breezy, nice and breezy. I was thinking about starting a different podcast, you know, rebranding everything, you know, a different podcast. I was going to call it whatever. I can't give all the information away. Okay. But I was going to, you know, make a new podcast, start fresh, but I realized what's the point. I got a whole fan base here. That I got to take advantage of. And I wonder if people even followed me. And I had a total of 1,400 streams, I think, on all my episodes. I had like 36 episodes, less than that. It must have been under 20 episodes probably. 1,400 streams, I believe. And I wonder if people were able to follow me. I don't really know how podcasts work on Spotify, but I guess if it's possible to follow, you know, someone on Spotify, then I guess everyone that followed me will get a notification that I'm back. I'm back and better than ever. Ready to take over the podcasting game. Anyways, I don't have that much on the docket for today's. I'm copying a certain podcast that I like a lot and writing, you know, stuff down on a piece of paper. It's more old school. So I'm looking at my sheet. I only have one thing that I could even talk about. It is perm costumes, because, you know, perm's obviously coming up. And, oh, and by the way, you should go check out my cousin, Almoni. He's a Jewish rapper. He's, you know, this up-and-coming guy. He's no Neeson Black, no L'Chaim OG, but he's something. So, you know, you should go out and check out his new single. It's called Smells Like Perm Spirit. It's a play on the Nirvana song, if anyone out there is a little uncultured. Or born, you know, after 2000, which is probably also a reason why you wouldn't know that reference. Anyway, today's episode, I will be discussing some perm costumes. Not perm costumes for people to take and use. I'm not going to give you suggestions. It's more about my thoughts on perm costumes. And it's going to be a quick point. But really, all I have to say is this. It has to be a costume. I don't want to see you wearing a hat that has a little, a shamrock or some other design on it. And then you go, it's a kooky hat. I'm wearing a kooky hat. That's what my costume is. I'm kooky. I don't want to see that. I don't think it's funny. It's not creative. It lacks, you know, that a kind of, originality. I just don't like it. It's just, you have so much options. You could be a thing. And I'm not saying you have to be a character. I'm going this year as Saul Silver. He's a character from a movie called Pineapple Express. Kids out there, don't watch it. No one watch it. Anyway, it's a character. And I wanted to go as him for a while. And I finally just was like, you know, I'm going to go online, look for the costume. And I had to, you know, buy it from different websites. It's not like just a costume. It's not like going as, I usually go as Harry Potter because I'm an out-of-town Harry. Always been one, and I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I used to go as Harry Potter every year. It was simple. I had the same costume, just left it in my closet, but always go as him. Yeah, and I used to do it, and I kind of look a little bit like Harry Potter when I wear the costume, obviously, with the glasses and the scar. But this year, I was feeling something different. I was either going to go as because Marty McFly, Ferris Bueller, or I was going to go as Saul Silver. And I decided on Saul Silver. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be that. That's what I'm doing. You don't have to go as a character. You know, I think that's the best kind of costume. It's the funniest. It's the most relatable. People appreciate when you dress up as a character. It could be any character from, it could be a biblical character. I had a friend in yeshiva back in Israel who went on, he dressed up as Mordechai and he rode a donkey. And that's, I think I've mentioned that in a previous podcast, but you know, to explain that story again shortly, he rented a donkey from an Israeli guy. He paid like 1,000 shekel for it. It was a collateral. He didn't buy the donkey, but he paid 1,000 shekel, I think, for it, a collateral. And I remember he just showed up to yeshiva with it and we all were very hyped. We ended up it was probably my idea. I'll say it's my idea just because makes me sound a lot cooler. But I think I had the idea to, let's get this donkey. I'm not even going to lie. That's just for sure a lie. It wasn't my idea. Someone's idea. I think it was the kid who had the donkey, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But he was like, let's go to town. I'm going to ride the donkey and we'll just go to town. And it'll be this awesome scene. You know, we'll be riding a donkey through, you know, Ben Yehuda Street. Everyone in my yeshiva was very down for that. So we tried to get the donkey on the bus. Bus driver was obviously not having it. And so the kid said, we'll walk him to the train station, which was by our yeshiva. And then we all went to the train. We circled the donkey. It was like a baby donkey. So looking back on it, it was kind of immoral because I think the donkey probably didn't make it. Cause I don't think if it's a donkey below 2 years old, I don't think it's supposed to carry any weight. So we probably didn't do such a good thing by it. But anyway, we circled around the donkey and we got it onto the train. Cause I guess there's not really a train conductor. Anyone that's been to Israel, the light rail conductor, he's not really a conductor. He's just kind of there. I don't know what he does. I've only been on a train once when the emergency brake went off. So I guess he pulled the emergency brake, but it might be a sensor. I don't know. Someone was crossing when they were a little swifty and had to, it was pretty wild, actually. He slammed on the brake and everyone went flying. No, there's no seatbelts on the light rail. So everyone went flying. I'd landed up on top of some old woman. Some old guy landed on me. It was just mayhem. People were screaming. Anyway, so we got onto the train with this donkey and then we ended up, you know, going to town. The train was so packed. It was perm night. It was right after Megillah. So everyone's going out to Ben Yehuda and to town. So people were trying to get on this train and we were like, no, dude, you can't come on the train. There's a donkey. And they didn't believe us. And then we just like would move aside. And then they'd just see a donkey's face going nuts because the donkey did not like being in a close quarters. It wasn't kicking, but it was making that hee-haw, hee-haw. He was making that weird hee-haw sound. It was not a fan. Anyway, we walked it down. It was sick. We walked it down the Shuk, I think, and then down. We tried to get down Crack Square with it. Then the cops were not a fan of that either. The super cops came through, arrested 2 kids, and they confiscated the donkey. We never got it back. And the kid lost his 1,000 shekel, but the farmer never got his donkey back. Anyway, what I'm saying is you could be a person, you know, you could dress up as your friend. That's fine. You could dress up as anyone or anything. You could be an inanimate object, but it has to be a thing, right? So I guess person, place, or thing. I don't know how you could dress up as a place, but if you want to dress up as like let's say you want to dress up as the state you're from, you want to dress up as the state of New York. So you cut out from cardboard, the thing that looks like the shape of New York. That's fine. It's not a good costume. I don't think I wouldn't go as it, but that's at least you're doing something. I don't like when people just wear a hat or a kooky glasses or some. When I was in yeshiva in high school, the masiba, we'd always dress up as a thing, right? I mean, no, we didn't always dress. We have a dress up perm costume contest, right? We'd have a contest at the yeshiva masiba, and every year I did it, I went one time as a disco guy. You know, I had like the sequin shirt, an afro, hair, sunglasses, stuff like that. I went as a polar bear one. I remember when I was in eighth grade, I went to this costume store that had the mascot costumes, and I saw this white polar bear costume, and I taped a top hat to the head of the polar bear, and I put sunglasses on, and I was so sure. I was in eighth grade. I was so sure I was going to win the costume contest. I was like, no one's going to be funnier than me. I have a bear, and I have a top hat on. How could you beat that? I was such an idiot at that age. I was naive. I didn't understand that anyone could go to that store and rent a costume. So I ended up just pulling up to this yeshiva bank, this yeshiva masiba. And there was like 5 guys were there that had different mascot costumes. And there was people there that had way better costumes. And I was rather sad that I didn't get close to winning, I don't think. I don't even think I made the top 5. Anyway, but every other year I dressed up as some kind of thing, right? So that's what I'm really getting at. This really all only point I have this episode. I might go off on tangents and, you know, go on for the next 30 minutes. But you just have to be something. It's not very difficult. There's infinite things you could really be. I just don't want you to go to a thrift store, because kids used to go to a thrift store in yeshiva. They'd go to the thrift store and they would just get random stuff and put it on and be this random guy. I'm a Purim. Basically, you're dressing up as Purim, which I guess is kind of meta, but to me, it just seems lame. At least go as, you know, a baseball player. It doesn't have to even be a certain baseball player. Just a baseball player, that's fine. Football player, anything. Doctor, that's fine. Just don't go as kooky, which is, I think, the lamest thing you go as. And I'll give a little, there's an asterisk here, or there's a kind of caveat. If you're above the age of 26, or you're married. If you're married, you're kind of in a different ballgame, because whatever your wife wants you to do, you're probably going to do as a guy. So that's fine. If you're married, I don't have a problem with what you're going as, no matter what. It could be the worst. You could be wearing a little dot in your nose, and you're like, I'm, or in your, between your forehead, between your eyes, and you could be, I'm Hindi. I wouldn't care. I mean, that's an awful costume. It's probably blasphemous. You probably can't do that as a Jew. I don't know. That's probably kafira, not kafira. That's magic, right? No, it is. No, whatever it is. You can't. I don't care if you go as a Hindi. If you're married, you're fine. If you're above the age of 26 and you're not married, again, you're in a different ballgame. I don't really care. You can do whatever you want. But if you're under 26, and also the same, because my pops, he does just wear a hat, and that's fine. And I don't look at him, and I don't think any differently of him, obviously. But I think, yeah, obviously between a certain age. So I think under 14, because before you're 14, even like 14 to 15, they think they're so cool. So they're like, yeah, I don't dress up on Purim. I'm too cool for that, dude. I don't dress up. What do you mean, dude? I just chill, bro. I'm just going to go as a... I'm just going to wear jeans because it's Purim. I could wear jeans. I don't have... It's not a costume, man. I'm just wearing jeans, bro. 14 and 15-year-olds are kind of like that. So I'll give them also a pass. You don't have to be anything. But if you're between the ages of 16 and 26, that 10-year period, it's not... Just make an effort. Just go and be something. You know, again, I was Harry Potter for a lot of years. You could be anything. I've seen it all. And what I hate seeing is, you know, not a costume, just a kooky hat. And yeah, like, it doesn't take any effort, I don't think. I think people think that they will just wear a bunch of kooky stuff because it's easier, but it's really not. I mean, it is easier. You go to a thrift store, get a bunch of random stuff. It is really easy, but it lacks, you know, any Purim, like, hype. It's not good to, like, look at your friend who's just wearing a stupid hat and stupid sunglasses. You know what I'm saying? You just have to put in a little bit of effort. And that's why it helps going as a... my dream is to go as like a group, you know, get a group of guys to do some sick costume bit, right? One of the years, I think the first year I went as Harry Potter, I was going to go with a friend. He was going to be Harry Potter. I was going to be Malfoy because I'd always wanted to dye my hair blonde. But then when I got there, they had a Slytherin outfit. And I was about to get that. And then for some dumb reason, this was a mistake. I just decided I'm going to be a banana instead. And I was just a banana. And I dyed my hair blonde. But it was like more gold blonde. But I dyed my hair blonde and I was a banana. And my friend who was Harry Potter was upset because we were supposed to go as Harry and Malfoy. And I said to him, you're Harry Potter. That's a thing. At least, like, you don't want to be a... Okay, again, another note. If you're going to go as a pair with someone, they both have to be equal, right? You can't go as Harry Potter and then Neville Longbottom, because someone's going to see you and go, you're Harry Potter? And you go, no, I'm not. And because you're not wearing glasses, you don't have a scar. And they go, who are you? Like, you don't want to be someone that's not relevant in this in the scheme of whatever you're going as, right? So Malfoy was on the kind of, he's actually kind of okay because he's the only Slytherin that matters. But if you're going to go as a pair or a group of costumes with all your friends, make sure you're not the one that's irrelevant. That you want to basically, okay, this is how it works. I'll give another two quick points. You never want to cover your head if you can, because you want to have pictures for later in life, and you want to have like you want to have videos and stuff like that of Purim, and you want to be visible. So you can wear like stuff on your face, but you want to not really be covering your head. And yeah, you don't want to go as something irrelevant. If you're going by yourself and you want to go as some weird obscure reference, which is what I'm doing, I'm being Saul Silver from Pineapple Express. No one's gonna get it. But that's fine. I don't mind that. I wanted to be him for Purim. I wanted to get his costume. I went out and I got all the stuff. That's fine. But if you're going to go with someone, you have to be something relevant, at least equal to what your friend's going as, because then you're just going to be this... When he leaves, no one's going to know who you are. Which reminds me, my brother-in-law has a funny bit where he's the opposite. He likes to go as inanimate objects. So him, my sister, and their kid, I guess, are going to always be like something. So I'll give an example. I was telling him he should be, I think my nephew would look really cute as a, he's like 2 years old. He would look really cute as a rock star, you know, get like a fit little jean jacket or a little leather jacket. He's got long hair because it's before his upsharing. You get a leather jacket and then you give him, I don't know, ripped jeans, random stuff. You give him like a rock star look. And then I thought it'd be funny if my brother-in-law, because he likes to be, my brother-in-law likes to be inanimate objects. I don't know what his bit is, but he loves that. I think he should be the amp. And if he's not going to be that, I think he should be my nephew's agent. Like he'll walk around in a really nice press suit. And when people go to my nephew and go, oh, that's so cute, he'll be like, please don't speak with my client. Let's sign some contracts first. Then he could talk to my client. I think that'd be funny if he did that. But yeah, I mean, again, being an inanimate object is fine. It just really comes down to, I'm tired of seeing people not put the effort in on Purim. It's Purim. Like it's one day. We don't have Halloween. We don't really do costume parties as Jews, which is, it's fine. I don't want any of that. All I want is Purim. It's one day to get hammered and wear a costume. And it's you could do it in not a, you don't have to do it in a ghetto kind of, you know, Nebuch kind of way. Like I personally don't get like obliterated. I'm not taking it against people that do, but I don't personally get completely obliterated on Purim. I get drunk and I wear a costume. I don't think it's that crazy to do that. So my advice to everyone this Purim, if you're between the ages of 16 and 26, is, and you have still time. I mean, Purim's in a week, right? It's in a week. This podcast is probably going to be up tonight sometime. You have a week. So if you haven't thought of an idea yet, just brainstorm. It's so simple. I mean, again, I guess I'll give a list of 10 things right now. Number one, this is if you have nothing, right? If you have no idea for a costume, I'm going to give you 10 right now. And I'm going to have to write them down while I do it. But here's number one, sports player. Okay, that goes any sports player. It could be, you know, obviously the good sports, hockey, baseball, basketball, football, whatever, soccer. This is for guys, obviously. Also, by the way, I'm not going to be giving advice to girl costumes. There's probably some girl Jewish life podcasts out there. And if there's a girl Jewish life podcast, I mean, that has to be my Besher, right? It has to be. How could it not? Anyway, but yeah, I'm not going to give girl podcast, girl costume ideas. You could take the ideas I'm saying for guys. I'm not discriminating. Just, I'm doing what I would do if I had nothing. These are the costumes I would do. So one is sports player. See, now I have to think of this on the spot. That's the issue. I'll give you one, Harry Potter. It's super simple. It's not so racy. You know, it's not like an inappropriate costume. So you don't have to be embarrassed about it. You just get a Gryffindor cloak, a wand, a tie, like a red tie, red striped tie, glasses, and you put a scar on your forehead. It's pretty simple. And it doesn't matter what color hair you have. You don't have to look like Daniel Radcliffe. It is a character. It's so iconic. You could just be Harry Potter. That's, you know, perfectly fine. I guess number three would have to be... See, this is the issue with not preparing. I didn't prepare a list of things to give you. But okay, fine. I'll do it like this. Because again, it could be a thing. As long as it's theme related. So you could do... When I was a kid, someone did this. You could be a gangster. Again, it might be a little dated. Might be a little offensive. I'm not suggesting you to be offensive. You know, you could do it tastefully, but I get the appeal of, you know, wearing, you know, ripped jeans and chains. Again, like a rapper, I get that. You don't have to, you know, do something insanely offensive to just be a gangster rapper. That's fine, and it's funny. Then I'll give another one for myself. Rock star, because I was talking about it before. That's four. Okay, another rock. You could be a rock star again. Leather jacket, wig. It's so simple. Let's think. Oh yeah, I've seen this before. Like chassid, I guess would be what it's called. Just like a Mad Stark person. If you're not Mad Stark, let's just say you're Modox or you're a regular, you know, Ashki ortho like me, you could, it's funny to me, I guess, get a breastlev, not breastlev. You could either do breastlev, like you're wearing nanach, or you could do a shtreimel. That also works. So that's five right there. And I'm not going to think about it anymore because it's on the spot. Next time I'll have a better list written up for the next topic, but... To sum up, just, you know, be brave. It's not really bravery, but just have a little bit of heart. Put some effort into your Purim costume, just a little bit. And again, I get that. If I see you, whoever you are, an unknown listener, if I see you and I say, dude, what's your costume? And you say, oh, it's not a costume. I'm just wearing a mask. it's Purim. I'm wearing a mask. If you're really honest and you're not wearing a costume, you're just wearing a mask because it's Purim. That is really what Purim is about. So that's also completely fine. But if your answer to me is I'm kooky. I'm a crazy guy, dude. I'm crazy. If that is your answer, then I will have to spill wine on part of your outfit. I don't know which part of your outfit. I'll spill wine on you, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, Freilich and Purim, and get a costume. Yeah.